Questions, starting with where he says to her, Chetzieich v'chatzi pruta, Chetzieich v'chatzi pruta. Do we say Paska? Do we say Mona v'holeich? So it's not a problem of Chatzi Isha. The second question following up on that, what if you said Chetzieich v'pruta, Chetzieich v'pruta? So do we say Paska there? Or do we even apply Mona v'holeich over there as well? The Pshat of Rashi we read yesterday, if by chatzi pruta, it's more easy to say mona v'holeich. Rashi says because a person knows that he can mekasru chatzi pruta. Here maybe it is a paska, so it's considered a chatzi isha problem. Or do we also say mona v'holeich, even if it would be the same day? It's mona v'holeich. But what about, says the Gemara, the third shayla, if it's chatzi pruta hayom and pruta l'macha, chatzich pruta hayom, chatzich pruta l'macha, what about that? Maybe there you wouldn't say you would say it is a problem of Chatzi Isha, or do we allow it to be understood as starting now, finishing tomorrow, but it's really one Kiddushin on all of her? And those are three Shailas, and then another Shaila that comes in after that, Shnei Chetzich Bepruta. Here, on the one hand, we could say it's Bechad Zimna, so it's not a problem of Chatzi Isha, because he's saying at one time Shnei Chetzich, he's taking the two halves together. Or do we present the problem of Enisha Miskadeshes Chatzo and Klal Lamaisa? He's doing it in the manner of Chatzi, therefore take. That is the Shaila that Mar leaves us with. That Shaila reminds ourselves that that was of Chaim's Diuk, that the problem of Chatzi Isha is certainly a problem in terms of the Maisa, because over here there's really nothing else to consider but the Maisa. As far as the Chalos is concerned, he's doing everything at the same time. But rather, the Maisa Kicha is being done in Chatzah, and that's why the Gemara is suggesting it could still be a problem, or maybe it's better that it's not a problem, because the Maisa, you're saying Chetzieich Chetzieich. Then we have the Inyan of the Psaka Rambam. The Rambam paskins on the first two Shailas that it is Kedushin, based on the Kal of the Gaonin, that we follow in Tim Salomar. And then the Rambam leaves the next Shailas, as well as what's coming up in the Gemara, as a Suffolk Kedushin. So the problem of the Ravid and the Rashba and many Rishonim, the Rosh, they all ask on the Rambam, L'chora, when the Gemara comes with the Shaila, that even Shnei Chetzieich Bepruta could be a problem of Chatzi Isha, L'chora, that's revisiting the assumption that you can paskin like in the first Shaila, that it's a Kedushin. Because what are you going to say, Mona V'Holech? Mona V'Holech L'chora can do what? Mona V'Holech can treat it like it's one Dibur together. He's Mona V'Holech, as Rashi says, your das in the beginning is really to finish your sentence and say it all together. No, but if you tell me if you say it all together, it's still a suffix, because maybe it's a Chatzi Isha, Shnei Chetzieich is still a problem, then what's Mona V'Holech going to help you? So L'chora, by coming with the Shaila later, L'chora, we are leaving everything open, because we say take on that, it's going to remain a suffix in every case. That's the problem that's raised on the Rambam. And the way that we saw in the Ran and quoted by Magid Mishnah, they simply say, well, no, but Mona V'Holech makes more sense in the first case and not in the last case. But what are they saying? And they explain that the last case has an advantage because it's Bechad Zimna, but as a disadvantage, you don't have Mona V'Holech. But the problem still at its core is Mona V'Holech should not help us here. On the side that it doesn't work, it's because it's L'maisa, you're taking her piecemeal. So what's Mona V'Holech? It becomes one Dibur. It is one Dibur. So L'chora, the answer has to lead us to the other way to understand Mona V'Holech that we said over from the Tosus V'Yazaken. Mona V'Holech doesn't mean that it's one Dibor. Rather, what it means is that you're breaking down the count, the cheshbon of what you're doing, of your kinyan. You're breaking it down into two parts, but it's your way of setting it up. And L'chora, that's the issue. In which case, again, to the extent that you've established the tzad of Mona V'Holech in the other cases, so that's good. That remains a valid condition. And nevertheless, we have a suffix in this case. Okay, this is what we discussed vis-a-vis the Rambam yesterday. Let's look at Tosus Kashi here. We'll come back to the Rambam on another level in a minute, but let's see Tosus Kashi here. Tosus asks, based on Amid Aleph, Chetzieich bepruta v'chetzieich bepruta. This is the shaila number two, right? Do we have a problem of chatzi isha? Do we say it's paska, and therefore it's a chatzi isha kedushin, or do we say that kol biyomei mona v'holech? Fektosis, v'im tomah. Amai lo yoel. Why should you say that it's not going to be a kedushin here? V'ha'lo amar le'il de'lo pashto kedushin b'kula el mishem dika das acheres. Why don't we say pashta? In other words, Tosis is granting. You want to consider this a chatzi isha problem? Even if you do that, it should be a kedushin. Because it won't be chatzi isha based on pashta. That's what Tosis is approaching, this sense. The Gemara shayla is, do we say mona b'holech, so it's not a, you're not doing chatzi isha, you're not taking chatzi isha? Or do we say paska? Here we say paska. Here you broke it up. Here you're not mona b'holech. Here you're doing an act of taking chatzi isha. Even according to the tzad, that what you seem to be doing is taking chatzi isha. Chetzich b'pruta, chetzich b'pruta. But when you take a chatzi isha, the mar kasha na me'alef. Lift your tube condition to kula, like we find by Hegdish. To which the Gemara answers, by Hegdish we could say pashta, if you're magdish, part of the animal, chatzi of the animal, the whole thing is kadosh. Why? Because over there it's behema, so it's all under your control. You're magdish the behema. There's no other das that's countering you. So because the woman has das, and you need her das for kedushin, to the extent that you lack her das, you can't infringe on that arena where her das is required with the rule of pashta. Pashta can't go into an area, can't be nispashe to an area where you're lacking the das ha'isha. That's how we will masbir the Gemara Meralef. And what is the pshat of Tosfos? What does it mean? Why is it a problem in terms of that? Because her das was only agreeing to what she heard, what you heard, she heard him say, chetzich. But Tosfos is therefore extrapolating from that. Suppose she'll be misratza to the other part, so then pashta should work. Fectosis. Amai lo yoel. V'halo amar le'el de'lo pashta kiddushin b'kula. The only reason we said before that we don't say pashta el mishem di'ika das acheres ve'eina misratza el l'masha shomas. This is along the lines that we saw in the Me'alef where the why is there no das for the other half? Why? Because she only heard what she only is misratza to what she heard. Who seemed to say this also? Rashi. She's only misratza to what she heard. Avoim hayinu yodim she misratza bekula pashtu kiddushin bekula. So over here, v'hacha goli daita she misratza bekula. She took his money. And what did he say? What did he say after all? Chetzich b'pruta, chetzich b'pruta. So she heard chetzich and chetzich. So her risui is obviously not just on chetzi. Her risui is on everything. So then, what's stopping pashta? You don't have the answer to the Gemara on a medaleth. The hachadas acheres. The das acheres is not against what he's doing. So then, granted, he seems to be doing a maisa kicha, a maisa kedushin on chetzi. Because you call it, you say paska. He's breaking it up. But even if I did a ma'aseh kedushin achetzi, if I would hear her say I'm misratza, or I understand that she's misratza and everything, I would say pashta. So why can't you say pashta? This is Tosfos kash. Once, before we go into this, in terms of talents and everything else, where did Tosfos ask this kasha? On which of the Gemara's shailas? On the second one. Chetzich b'pruta, chetzich b'pruta. Why did Tosfos wait? Why did Tosfos wait for this question for Dima Maschil? And chetzich b'pruta. What about the first case? Chetzich b'chatzi pruta. Chetzich b'chatzi pruta. So, you're telling me maybe it's not going to be kedushin because of paska. Even in the first shayla we had it's out of paska. So Tosfos should say, what do you mean paska? But pashta. Even if he's doing a chatzi isha, but say pashta. Why did Tosfos only ask this kasha on the second shayla? Anyone have that question? What do you think, Ari? Yeah? But maybe you were first, but okay, what? So the chayra one could be medaik. I think it's a good deal from Tosfos that the problem in the first case transcends that of chasi isha. It's a problem also in terms of chasi pruta. If you say paska, then it's a problem he's mekash with chasi pruta. And we saw that way in the Tosfos Be'azakin, remember? That's how we learned in the Shaila, the Gemara Paschal, Nusahoba Amachatzi, Lokum, Chatzi Pruta, Lokum. from Rashi, we want to daik that the problem, even in the first case, is only one of Chatzei Isha. That's what Rashi says. Paska v'havalei k'mekadosh l'chatzai. So then, if that's the case, there was no other problem, the Tosfos could have asked the kasha there. Perhaps Tosfos learned like the Tosfos Riazokin, that in the tzad of Paska and the first Shaila, it's more than just a problem of Chatzei Isha, it's a problem of Chatzei Pruta. Yeah, what is that totally in? That's a good question. What's the issue? So we suggested yesterday, according to Rashi, why did Rashi ignore the problem of Chatzei Pruta? So we wanted to go back to Rashi Daf Gimel Beis, that Rashi said, Rashi went to Pshat in the Gemara, the Girsa Rashi has is that Isha B'Pachas Misha B'Pruta Lo Mekanya Nafsha, and we explained that Rashi's not just talking by Chalipin, Rashi could be discussing Kesef as well. Gnaihu Isha Shetis Kaddish with less than a Pruta, and that's the reason why less than a Pruta can be Kiddushin by Kesef as well, not just by Chalipin. But over here, Lemaisa, she's getting a Pruta, Chatzi and Chatzi. So then you don't have that svar. Yeah, that could be where Rashi didn't have the problem. No, if Tosfos was like Tosfos Yasakein, it works with Shita so nicely, because what was Tosfos Girsa before? Adav Gimlam Beis. Lo Mekanya. Tosfos didn't buy into Rashi's Pshat. So for Tosfos, the issue of a lesson of Pruta by Kiddushin nothing to do with Genai Hula. There's no such Gemara according to Rashi. So then the fact that she's getting a Pruta is irrelevant in the total picture. The Maisa Kedushin is a Chatzi. If it's Pascha, then the Maisa Kedushin has a problem of Chatzi Pruta. So Nelotosis couldn't ask the Kash in the first Shaila, only on the second Shaila. Yeah.
I think Tosfos Rizakin, though, on Gimel has the Girsa of Lomakni Nafsha.
Okay, so then what are you going to say? Maybe that's only by Chalipin, by Kesef. Kesef has an objective issue, could be. It doesn't have to be in both directions. Mm-hmm. But Lomaisa, Tosfos doesn't have Girsa, it's even better. Yeah. Yeah, and he went to the Rashi, El Derech Rashi there by Chalip in the stomach. That's the Girsa. Yeah. Yeah, Yoni.
Well, can you say that Tosfos' issue with Chatzi Pruta was only if you were going to say Pashta, but if you weren't going to say Pashta, then Chatzi Pruta wouldn't
Pasko
be a problem.
Pashta, which?
Pashta. Yeah. Maybe Chatzi Pruta was only a problem if he was going to say Pashta, so that's why he couldn't ask it in the first case. But maybe he would agree that in our Gemara, Chatzi Pruta wasn't a problem, because Lamaisa, you're not saying Pashta.
No, but the Kasha that Tosfos would be, on the side of the Shaila, that it doesn't work, because you say Paska, he broke it up. He broke his Dibur up. He said Chetziech, and he said again Chetziech, but he broke it into two different sentences. So why can't it work? Let it be Pashta. Let's say Pashta. Why couldn't Tos have the Kasha there? Chetziech b'chatzi Pruta, Chetziech b'chatzi Pruta.
Because you're asking all the Kedushin to come from a Chetzi Pruta.
So that's what we're saying. We're saying that because it'll be another problem. Even Pashta won't solve the problem of Chetzi Pruta. It'll only solve the problem of Chetzi Isha. That's what we're saying. In the first case, if there's a second problem, not just a Chatzi Isha problem, there's a problem of Chatzi Pruta. You can't make Kaddish an Isha with a Chatzi Pruta. And since you're taking her, you're saying Chatzi, since you broke it up, so each Dibur is a Kiddush with a Chatzi Pruta, so it can't work.
But once you say Pashta, maybe you can argue that. Then the Pashta. When you say Pashta,
the focus is only on
one half. So then you're ignoring the other half.
But again,
if you're not going on the Pashtos, then you can still take into account both Chatzi Prutas.
Wait, so what are you trying to say? Saint Tos could have asked in the first case?
No, but the fact that he doesn't ask in the first case doesn't necessarily mean that he holds that the issue in the Gemara in the first case is also Chatzi Pruta. Maybe the issue of Chatzi Pruta comes up when you say Pashta, and therefore the focus of the source of Kedushin is only on one Chatzi Pruta. But before you go on to Pashta, so then you don't necessarily have to narrow it to that first Chatzi Pruta, you could still be taking into account of both of the Chatzi Prutas.
I don't know, probably. So what would it be? Why would it be a kasha? If there's no problem of Chatzi Pruta, so why the only problem is Chatzi Isha? Then why can't I say Pashta? Chetziech b'Chatzi Pruta. And I don't have a problem of Chatzi Pruta. I have a problem of the Chatzi Isha.
No, if you were going to say Pashta, then you would have a problem with Chatzi Pruta. But in our Gemara,
why?
Because then, in essence, what you're saying is Chatzi Pruta for a Chatzi Isha, which is a whole Isha, so it's Kiddushin for less Pachos
Pruta. If you say Pashta, then you have the problem of Chatzi Pruta. But if you don't want to have the problem of Chatzi Pruta, then you're saying it all together, and then you can't say Pashta? Why not?
You don't say Pashta, because then Pashta means that it's all stemming from one Chatzi Pruta, which is a problem of Pachos Mishav Pruta.
Say Pashta both halves. We'll see that in a minute.
Pushed on both hands? Why would you
get
pushed on the first Chatzi and the second Chatzi?
I'm not saying on the Achat. Yeah, together. I know. I hear what you're trying to say a little bit, but it could be Tosus didn't ask the Kashi there because of the Chatzi Pruta problem. Good, and Rashi didn't have that problem of Chatzi Pruta for whatever reason. Okay, so Tosus has the problem of saying Pashta, there's no problem of Das Acheres. And for Tosus, the Yeshlomar, he basically concedes the point. What does Tosus answer? The Yeshlomar. The Iavi Mairi, the Amala, the Russian Kedushin. If the case that we're dealing with in these Sfeikos of the Gemara would be that he uses a Russian Kedushin, he would say, Yiskatshi li. He used a Russian Kiddushin. In Hachinami, the Havi Pashto Kiddushin Bekula. You would say Pashta. Because Pashta needs Russian Kiddushin, and you have it. Avohacha Ayri, the Amara, Hareat Miresesli. O Bechad, Mehani Lishli Del Il. So this brings us back to Tosis and Amidah. Tosus Amud Aleph was mechadish to us when he had the kasha on Amud Aleph. But how can you say pashta? After all, pashta is exeris akasa by hegdish. So my medami lo dami adadi. And Tosus' answer was kach diktik Rashi. He quoted Rashi as well. The kodesh is boras and hegdish kamala. Tosus said he sold that to say pashta, you have to do the ma'aseh kedushin with a Russian mikudeshes. And if you're using a dibur of kedushin, as we explained on the Meralef, if you use a dibur of kedushin, then you get the koach of pashta in that dibur of kedushin. But if you use a lashon other than kedushin, like mereses or whatever else, then you wouldn't have the din of pashta. So Tosus is saying a tremendous chiddush halacha now. That all these shilas of the Gemara are only shilas, or at least the shilas he's talking about here, at least the second shilas, if not the later ones, we'll see about that. But this shaila of the Gemara, which could very well be unresolved, right? If you go out to derive it, we don't have an intim salomar to paskin it, because once the last shaila is a teiku, this should be a suffix also. But wait, it's only going to be a suffix in what case? If it's a Russian kedushin, a Russian not kedushin, Russian muresis. But if you would have a Russian kedushin, you'd be able to say mekudeshes based on pashtin. This is Tosus chiddush. Why? Because the only problem, that prevents Pashta, is that she's not misratzes, a das acheres. She's not misratzes to anything more than what she heard. She heard everything. She heard the other half too, so she's misratzes to everything. So there's nothing to stop the din of Pashta if you use the Russian condition. This is Tosus' solution. So the Maisa Pashta ends up having an application in this sugya in cases that would sound like a Chatzi Isha problem, but indeed, if you take away the Das Acheres problem because she's misratza to the rest, if she would tell you, I'm misratza, you can glean that she's misratza, like these cases. In Achina, the Russian Kedushin, you would say Pashta. That's what comes out of Tosus. And this L'chora is not a Davar Muskam at all. We had yesterday the Rambam. The Rambam brings the cases. And the Rambam has in the case, in all these cases, Rambam has the first two cases he passed against Mekudesh, as it so happens. But the Rambam, in all these cases, the Nusach of the Amira was Mekudesh. Harei Chesech Mekudesh Li Bepruta, Chesech Bepruta, Harei Chesech Mekudesh Li Bechatzi Pruta. The Rambam says, Mekudesh is because in Tim Saloma. But obviously he read the Gemara, that the case is what the Rambam put into the Nusach, the case of Mekudesh. Clearly, the Rambam understood the Shaila of the Gemara to have been even B'lashon Mekudeshes. And it was still a Shaila. The Rambam paskins, it's not called Chatzi Isha in Tim Salomar. Fine. You see that the Rambam is not Mechalek in terms of the Lashon of Kedushin versus the Lashon of Mureses. The Ritva we saw in Amid Aleph also didn't buy Tosus' distinction. So if you don't accept Tosus' distinction of Lashon Mekudeshes, then you have the question back again. Why not say Pashta? So obviously you're going to have to deal with Tosus' question. If you don't accept Tosus' answer, if you don't distinguish the Lashon Kedushin versus Lashon Erisim, which is Tosus' Chidush based on Rashi Amud Aleph, if you don't accept that distinction, then we have to return to Tosus' question. Why not say Pashta? Yeah, Osha.
Is Tosus asking a third shaila also?
Okay, I suppose so. You heard the same question. What would you say? Chetz pruta hayom and pruta lemacha.
So I would only say it on the second one.
No. So good. So I'll make the same duke in the Rambam. The third case, the Rambam says, is a suffix, right? Why is it a suffix? Use the Russian Kedusha. I'll bring the Rambam in on that case. Amara, chetzech nekudesh li bepruta ayom, chetzech bepruta lemacha. So at the end, so what are you going to say? It's a suffix. Why is it a suffix? Because since you're talking today on machar, it could be you can't see mona b'holich. Fine. Don't see mona b'holich. So what do I have in front of me? A chatzi isha kedushin right now. The Russian Nekudas, right? And she's certainly hearing everything right now about her becoming Kudeshes fully. Because she hears everything you said she heard. So she's misrats obviously to the other half as well. So why not say pashta right now on the chatzi isha is Mekadosh right now? Say pashta. Haka derama paskin. In that case of Hayom Macha. That we say it's a suffix condition, there's no intense aroma to use here. So it's a suffix, it remains a suffix. Why is it a suffix? You should say pashta. There's no problem of dasaches. She's willing to have herself complete in the kudeshes. And the answer of Tosis, the Rambam didn't accept, because the Rambam has the lashon here of the kudeshes. So what do you do with Tosis' question? Ben.
I'm not sure if I remember who I think it might be.
Arishon. Another tributsin. Two Shadon Amidala. That's what you're thinking about?
No, I mean someone on Tosfos.
Yeah.
Who argued that even Tosfos would say that the Pashta should still be a suffix.
Ah, I know what you're getting at. Okay, good. You're mechavit tavani miguyim right now. Very nice. Okay, what you're saying is the following. Rabbi Akiva Eiger and Avni Miguyim both asked the following kasha. On the Gemara's question of Pashta, that we should say Pashta by Isha, by Kedushin, so who remembers the kasha of the Avni Miguyim and Rabbi Akiva Eiger? Who remembers? The Gemara has a suffix in Temura by Oath. Whether we only say Pashta by Behema, or carbon includes not just Behem, but even carbon, we have Eskidusha Saguf. That's a suffix in the Gemara, Bari Rava, over there in Temur Yud Aleph, and the Gemara says take. That may be the whole Din of Pashta, which is going down in the Pasuk, maybe it's limited to Behema and not to Oath. So they both ask the question, how can we be asking here that we should say Pashta? By Isha, if the whole Din of Pashta might only be limited to Behema as opposed to Oath, so how could Isha be any better than Oath? If you don't say Pashta beyond Behema, even within the world of Kutshim, you're not going to say it by Oath. So how could the Gemara be asking we should say Pashta by Kedushim, by Isha? It should be no better than Oath, which is only a suffix. So they want to suggest Pshat in the Gemara. Let's follow the trail. What did they answer? What did they suggest? That the Gemara's kasha, pashta, doesn't mean vada mikudeshes. Rava had a shaila. And maybe Rava would hold that even Oph would have the din of pashta. And if Oph would have it, then Isha should have it too. So the Gemara's kasha is, given the fact that Rava had a shaila, so it should at least be a suffix condition. But if it's a take over there, it should be a suffix condition here. And Rava says it's nothing. Okay, so that's how they would answer the Gemara Merav. But then he pointed out, but Tosis didn't seem to learn this way, because then Tosis could have answered the kasha here simply by saying that if all the Gemara is going to gain with Pashta to get a suffix condition, then Tosis' question could be resolved simply over here. What's Tosis' question? Chetzich b'pruta, chetzich b'pruta. Do we say it's a mekadosh chatzi isha, it's Pascha, or do we say that it's mona b'holech, right? Says Tosis, even if you tell me it's a chatzi isha, but it's not really a problem of chatzi isha because there's no problem of das acheres, so I have pashta. Yeah, but if all pashta is going to do for you by kedushin, it's going to give you at best what kind of a kedushin? A suffix. So the Gemara Shaila is still relevant. The Gemara Shaila is relevant because if I have a chatzi isha problem in theory, then all pashta is going to do is bring it up to be a suffix kedushin. But if I say that mona v'holech, then what do I have here? What kind of a condition? About a condition. So what was Tosis' question? So the Avni Miluyim makes a cheshbon. Okay, it's all good chazar. It's all good chazar. Well, maybe from this Tosas we can medayik the following. Maybe the whole suffix by oath is limited to what case of being magdish in the animal. Who remembers this? No, it wasn't that long ago. Maybe only magdish what? There's machukas tanoyim if the din of pasht applies where? By ragla. But all agree if you're magdish evash and shema tuya ba'ochetzya that we would say pashta. But the question is this. The makar for saying, according to Rabbi Yossi, whatever it is, I forget, that you say pashta even by regal, that's a pasuk. However, to say pashta by evash and shema tuya ba, it's not clear that you need a pasuk. Maybe it's a svar. When the Gemara raises the question by oath, but Oph Mahu, Rashi learned Pshat that what was the Gemara asking on what case by Magdish Oph? Ragla. So it's Mashba from Rashi that the reason why the Gemara Rashi had to say that is because were it to be Magdish something more substantial, a life connected organ, a chetzi, or an leiv, then there'll be no Shaila because there it's not based on the Pasuk. There it's a din Misbar to say Pashta. Then Oph would certainly have it. So the only way the Gemara could be asking the question by Oph is only by the case of Ragla. No, if I would learn that way, then this Tosfos, we understand the question of Tosfos over here. It says, Davni Miluyim. Why? Because here you talk about a case where he said, Chetzich. So Chetzich is a din of Pashta Misvara. If it's a din of Pashta Misvara, then there's no distinction between Oph and Behema, and there's no distinction between Isha and Oph and Behema, and therefore it should be a Vada condition, not a Safi condition. But that's only good if morning this tosis. But if that were Shitas Tosis, then what's the problem? Amid Aleph. Then what did Tosis ask? An Amid Aleph. Tosis asked Amid Aleph, what's the Kasha Pashta? Aye, Pashta is a what is a Pasuk. And how can you compare Isha to Hegdish? Here there's a Pasuk, here there's no Pasuk. What is the Mashup from Tosis and Amid Aleph? Tosis had to give a teretz, but using a lashon of Mikudeshes, you see from Tosis, a Tosis assumption was that the din of pashta, even on chatsi, is learned out of a pasuk. So you can't have it both ways. Tosis Amid Beis is going to assume that the inference of Rashi over there in Temura, that you only need a pasuk by the Manda Amar that says Ragra, says you say pashta, but if it were chatsi, you would need a pasuk. And then Amid Aleph, you see otherwise. So Chara, something has to give here. So Rabbi Akiva Eger, okay. So then you're going to have to learn that Tosis felt that it's massive from the Gemara. That's all or nothing. That if I say Pascha and it's a Chatzi Isha, then it's nothing. It's not a condition. And if I say it's not a problem of Chatzi Isha, then it's about a condition. So Tosis therefore needed to explain that the case is that you didn't use a Lashon of Mekudeshes and use a Lashon of Mureses. This is all chazar, right? This is all discussions that we had already. So, Ben, what are you bringing in? So you're bringing in, go back to your point, Pshat in the Rambam. Right? What you're saying is, the Rambam paskins in the case of Pruta Hayom and Pruta Lemacha, what is the Rambam paskin? It's a suffix. So what are we asking? How can the Rambam paskin suffix, since over here the woman clearly was misratza for everything? She heard him say everything. So then we should say Pashta. So we have Tosis' question. And Tosis' answer the Rambam didn't agree with, because the Rambam is giving you the case of Mekudeshes. So then you should say Pashta. So how come the Rambam only says it's a Safek Kedushin? Says Avni Miluyim. Why? Because the Rambam holds that even in a case where a Magdish half the animal, you need to come on to a Pasuk. So the Gemara Safek of Oph is even in the case of what? Of Ibisham Zuyaba. And therefore, the Rambam passing suffix because of the suffix of oath. Azay Zakti Avni Miluyim. Okay? It's a cheshbon. That's what you said. That's not much what you said. Avni Miluyim, Ravid Aleph Yud Ches. I think you have it. I think I gave you that zero. So the Avni Miluyim, one paragraph in Avni Miluyim toward the end. Umidive HaRambam. You see what he says? There's two paragraphs, one after the other, toward the end of the piece over there. He says, Tosis on Amid Beis is mashma, like the Rashi in Temura Yedaleph from Amid Beis, that the suffix is only by, the suffix of Oph is only by Regel. That's what he wanted back from Tosis on Amid Beis. And then he says, Medivya Rambam, Nivor, that he would learn that the Shaila of Oaf is even by Eivish HaNeshama Tuyaba. Well, actually, he has a Mefurash Rambam. Actually, he says it better, because he says, Higdish Liba Orosha Pashta Bekua Uba Oaf Safik. It's actually Mefurash. But it's to use that Rambam to answer this Kasha, that's a Chiddush. The Rambam actually does say that. The Rambam says, in case of Eivish HaNeshama Tuyaba Uba Oaf Safik. You need a Pasuk even over there. The Imkain, Nimela, the Kedusha Isha says the Amimiloy, and since the Rambam holds, and we know he holds this, not just a conjecture, the Rambam holds that the suffix of both is even by Eivish HaNeshama Tuyaba. And since that's true, Nimela, the Kedusha Isha, even if you say a Russian Nikodeshes, Chetzech Bipruta, it would still be nothing more than a what? Than a suffix Kedushin, because it's no better than Oaf, he says. Because even though she's Nisratzeis, but nevertheless, the Din Pashta can't be better than Oaf. And since Rabbi is something about Oaf, say it. This is what he wants to say in terms of the Rambam. Good? So that would be a way that the Rambam would answer Tosus Kasha. That in a Chinambi, it's only a suffix based on the suffix of Oaf. At the time, we thought that maybe it's not necessarily a kasha of Kiv Eger and Avni Meruyim to assume that Isha can be better than Oaf. We had a svar to suggest that the pshat of Russian Kedushin for Pashta is that the Dibur of Kedushin takes on the power of what Hegdish? The Hegdish of Behemoth, because that's the default standard Hegdish, Hegdish of Behemoth. And so true Oaf is different. Oaf might be less. And Oaf wouldn't have the Din of Pashta. But when I have it by Kedushin, I have the power of the Dibur of Hegdish Behema. Yeah, if we go like that, then all this can't be, we're not going to help us. Then we're going to have to figure out another Eitzah for the Rambam. Because this Cheshbon is only predicated on the assumption of the Kibbe Eger and of the Miluyim that Kedushin of Isha to say Pashta is not better than Oaf, and then they make the Cheshbon, does Oaf need a Pashuk? Does Pashta need a Pashuk when you're doing Chetzi Behema? Or does it not need a pasuk, and then you could work out whether it's a suffix by Isha or better than a suffix when you say Pashta by Isha. But if you assume that by Isha it's going to be the equivalent of Behema, then l'chor we've lost this whole cheshbon over here for the Rambam. Yeah?
Just to clarify, what does Rabbi Akiva Eger think the distinction? What does Rabbi Akiva Eger think, Tosfos on Zayma Beis thinks, the distinction between using Lashon Kiddushin and Lashon...
Yeah, so Rabbi Akiva Eger says that, if you remember, I can even read the paragraph that we saw it, he learns that, as we saw in Tosfos Amud Aleph, that the Pasuk is needed even by Eivish HaNeshama Tuyaba, the Pasuk is needed. And therefore the Suffolk of Oaf would mean that Isha can't be better than a Suffolk. And therefore, seemingly, Tosfos could have simply answered the Kasha over here by saying, granted you could say Pashta, but Pashta is not the same as saying Mona V'Holech. Mona V'Holech is saying that it's Vada Mekudeshes, and Pashta would only give you Safik Kedusha. Tosfos could have said that. Why doesn't he answer that way, says Rabbi Akiva Eger? Because Tosfos thought that it's Masha from the Gemara that on the side of that it's not going to be Mona V'Holech. It's Paschal, and they'll say it's nothing, not a Safik Kedusha. It's Vada Mekudeshes because of Mona V'Holech. And on the other hand, it's nothing because of Pascha. Not that the whole Nafka Min of the Gemara is Vade versus Suffolk. That's what he thinks Tosfos must have understood in the Gemara. So therefore, Tosfos was forced to give this answer that the case is a case he didn't use the Lashon Kedushin, so you don't have any Pashta here. So Chloma, the very last two lines of the Kivega there, the Tchika Lahula Farish came. The Mashma da Ibai of the Gemara Koi Imamin and Monibar of the Kedush is Vadai. Oh, the Pascha of the Lekha Kedushin Klau. And if that's what Tosfos assumed in the Gemara, Lezem Beforshim, the Mayib Be'Mu'ureses. Avod Nikomok Medina, Gambe Mekudeshesli, it's not going to be better than a Suffolk, because maybe only Behema and not Oaf. Okay. These are the variables, the Cheshbonos that we had with the Achronim. Okay. That would be one way to finesse the issue in terms of the Rambam and others. Yeah.
According to Apple Moon, if the third case would be a suffix for the reason of because of the Xeris Akasu, why would it not also be a suffix by the second case?
Yeah, in the second case it also would be a suffix, but the Rambam anyway paskins because of Imtim Saloma. So the Rambam says valid because of the Imtim Saloma. So it's not called a Chatzi Isha at all. There's two issues. If it's Chatzi Isha or not, because many Modim Ahalach saves you from Chatzi Isha problem. And then, even if it's framed as a Chatzi Isha Kiddushin, but Pashva saves the day, so it becomes a Vaday Mekudeshes, or maybe a Safik Mekudeshes. That's what we're discussing now with Ov. Yes, clear? Yeah.
Go back to Rabbi Akiva Eger one more time.
Good. For the benefit of everybody, I'm right. Sure. Yeah.
Would the other Rishonim really say that the suffix is between? The question is either it's if you don't say Pascha, if you say Pascha, it's suffix Mekudeshes. If you say Mona Baholot, it's Vaday Mekudeshes. I thought it was everyone would agree that if you say Pascha.
No, that's what they're saying. They really, Tosus had a way out of this question by saying that, of course, Pashta works because there's no problem of Das Acheres. She knows about everything. But all you're going to gain with Pashta is get a Suffolk condition because better than Oaf, it's not. It's not better than Oaf. Oaf is a Suffolk that you don't extend it to Oaf, so you can't extend it to Isha any more than you'd know that you extend it to Oaf. But the Gemara Suffolk is going to revolve around whether it's a Suffolk Mekudeshes or Vaday Mekudeshes. That's what they're
saying. Suffolk about whether it's a suffolk or Vaday.
No, right. The body of the Gemara is going to have ramifications. The Gemara is asking, do I have a problem of Chatzi Isha fundamentally or not? Do I say Pascha Lemil say so it's a Chatzi Isha Kiddushin, or do I say Mona Bahorich so it's not a Chatzi Isha problem? Now you're asking me, even if it's a Chatzi Isha problem, I have Pascha. The answer is, yeah, you're right. Even if I have Pashta, but all that's going to get for you is the level of Suffolk Kedushin. Because assuming that Oaf is a Shaila, even when you're not Dish Evesh and Neshama Tuyaba, it's still a Suffolk of the Gemara, because it's neither Pasuk. So then it's going to only be a Suffolk Kedushin. But if I say Mona Baholech, what am I going to have? A Vada Kedushin. So then Tosus could have answered the question that way. So the Avi Miluim thinks that Tosus maybe over here holds that you don't have a you don't need a pasuk when you're magdish evesh and hashama tuya, but it's all misvara and therefore Oaf is the same as behema. But then he says, but that doesn't make sense because I'm an aleph. Tosus apparently held not that way. So okay, so Rabbi Akiva Eger knew that Tosus could not have held differently than I'm an aleph. He doesn't even suggest otherwise, and he says okay, so Tosus must have felt that the tzad of the Gemara, that it's not a kiddushin, not that it's not a vada kiddushin, that it's not anything. So the Tosus has to answer, you use the Lashon that does not lend itself to Pashta, use the Lashon who rests. Okay, this is a shtikl cheshbin, you know, more than a shtikl cheshbin, but it's a cheshbin, right, Tosus. Let's go back. So, but the Rambam doesn't have Tosus' answer. So you can work with this issue of Oaf if you want it. But if you go with what I said, that the Kiddushin, Lashon Kiddushin by Pashta by Kiddushin is even on its side of Oaf is a Suffolk, it's better, then you can't say anything we just said now. So we're going to have to figure out another possibility. So what could the Rambam answer to Tosus Kasha? Any other solutions in your back pocket from Amud Aleph? Yeah, Avi?
We learned Das Acheres in different ways.
Oh.
Like for the Rashba, for example, that it's her Das which completes the Kiddushin.
Oh.
So it could be here, it's still a problem of Chatzi Isha, and it's her Das that's completing the Kiddushin, so you don't get out of the problem of Das Acheres.
Excellent. Tosus has a certain reading of Das Acheres, that she's only Misratza L'masha Shomas, and if Tosus runs with that and assumes that as long as she would say a Misratza, well, you can figure out she's Misratza for more, so then, by all means, say Pashta. But the Rashba, if you remember, had a basic question here. He never assumed that Tosus is correct, that she's only Misratza L'masha Shomas. The Rashba had the question that if he says Chetziech and Chetziech carries with it a din of Pashta, and she's misratza to that dibur of Chetziech which carries with it the din of Pashta, so what does that mean in effect? What is her ritzui on, says the Rashba? What's her ritzui on everything? Because whatever the dibur of Chetziech should bring with it, that's her ritzui. The Rashba doesn't accept Tosus's understanding that she's only misratza to what she hears. So the Rashba had a major problem with the Gemara. What does Gemara mean? Das Acheres. But Das Acheres. But you have the Ritzui of everything because of the din of Pashta. And for the Rashba, but if you have a problem mitzad his kicha, that it's a kicha of Chatzi Isha, it's a flawed Maisa kicha. And we're elaborating a little bit on the way to explain the Rashba. And the only thing that's going to fix the Maisa Kicha to be a proper Maisa Kicha is the fact that she's misratza to this pashta that comes out of it. The pashta is what fixes the Maisa Kicha. What fixes the pashta? What makes pashta apply? What do you need for the pashta to apply? Haritzoi, that is tantamount to what tiyikach, moki tiyikach. That was the Rashba's answer to his kasha. No, if that's the case, then at the end of the day, if she's misratza to everything, does that help you to say pashta? No, because you're going to run into another problem of kitikach. No, if you have the Rashba, so you want to answer for the Rambam, why we can use a Russian Kiddushin and not say pashta, you can simply go back to the Rashba and use that answer for why we what the Pshat of Das Acheres is. That's one solution, and you're alluding to another Risha. What else do we see, another Klal in Das Acheres? Tosus Rid had, as we explained, a little bit of a different question, say Pashta Mitzad Aisha, but the answer, as understood by the Miguim, what did Tosus Rid answer? Any time you're depending on two deos, two opinions, you don't say Pashta. Say. So again, according to the Rashba and according to Tosus Rid, you're simply not going to have Tosus' question, won't start. She agrees to everything, so what? You can't say Pashta, either because it'll be Kitikach, or because you don't say Pashta by Shtei Deos. So if you want them, you can always go that route to the Rambam. Again, understand, these are different approaches to the Gemara Med Aleph with ramifications for Amid Beis in terms of Tosus Kasha. Tosus Kasha is very much Gishitasa. But if you see another Rishon that doesn't buy Tosus distinction about Lashon Mikudeshes, and then you have the problem is not a problem because of the other answers, the other Rishonim. Good. Comes the Beis Yosef and suggest a nuance. Okay, we have ways for the Rambam. We have defenses for the Rambam. We have the Avni Miluyim with the Avni Kiva Eger based on what they're timing, that it's a Sovim Mikudeshes because of oath. Good. We have the Rashba, Tosus Rid. Now we have something more. Comes the Beis Yosef. At the very end of the piece, the piece basically goes through many of the Rishonim and the Sugya that we've been talking about. And at the very, very end, take a look. You guys have it? Yeah? Wait, is it? It should be here. Yeah. Wait a second. What am I looking at? It's here. Is it? Oh. Okay. Right. Okay.
There's
one more. Okay. The very end. Yeah. Toward the end of the Kasvuatosis. Everybody see it? Toward the end of the Beis Yosef on this case. The Kasvuatosis. He quotes Atosis. Chesich, Beputa, Chesich, Beputa, the Emtoma, Amayo, Yoel, the Halo, Amina, the El, the Lopashtu, Kedush, Bekua, El Mishum, the Ikadasa, Ches. Then Misratza, El Masa, Shumas. That's what we don't say first. Avoma, you know, Yodim Shemisratza Bekula, Pashtukish and Bekula. Bacha Goidaita Shemisratza Bekula. Vyesh Lomar, Tosis answers, the Avi Mairi, the Amar Rabbi Russian Kedushin in Achinami, the Avi Pashti Kedushin Bekula. Tosis agrees, then it would be fine, you would say Pashta. Halacha Lomaisa, Tosis ends up that way. You know she's Misratza Bekula, and use the Russian Kedushin, you say Pashta. What's over here? Hacha Ari, the Amari Harat Muresis. O Bechal Hani Lishna. Zot of Yosef Cairo, the ain kein das haposkim shelo chilku bekach. Tosis is saying an important distinction, the halacha, that were it to be a lashon of kedushin, you would actually have the din of pashta. However, the poskim don't make that distinction. The Rambam, the Rabbeinu, that's the tour, kashvua, the omer, the lashon kedushin. Yeah. So what about Tosis kasha? Comes to Beis Yosef with his own solution. L'inyan kushyas hatosis. Yesh loma the following. V'kesha omar la t'chila chetzyech b'pruta. When he starts, what did he say? Chetzyech b'pruta, chetzyech b'pruta. When he said the first chetzyech b'pruta, leka gigli das, she misratz b'kula. So at that moment, freeze that frame, you don't have a gigli das on the whole thing, because all he said was half. Now what happens? He continues. The chihadar amala the chetzich b'pruta the az golidaita shemisratz b'kula. So then you have a gilidas, right? Then you have a gilidas when he says the other part. My happy. What good is it going to do for you? Dilma b'shas amiras chetzich b'pruta kama. When he first started his dibur, lonis ratzis. Maybe she shifted in the middle. And at the first time, she's only said the lechetzia. V'ashtahu d'hadru b'vinis ratzis. And now she decided to go along with the other half. Very intriguing. Very interesting. Reish Yosef is suggesting a new answer. What? You can't say you have a ritzui on kula, because when he starts by saying chetzich, so you don't have a ritzui on kula. You don't know. That means that even though seemingly after everything is said and done, what? Seemingly she knows the whole thing. But no, you have to look at it at the moment that he's saying the dibur itself. At that moment, all I know is she's ritzui. Her ritzui is on that. Later on you can figure out she has ritzui and everything. Yeah, but that could be she changed her mind in the middle. It's a medrash clear, no? What's the problem here? What's the obvious problem here? Yeah?
Why, the second of her, I know she's not.
Yeah, so what dibur? So say pasta where? On what?
On the second
dibur. What's he saying? On the second dibur, I have a pasta. The makna asakasha. Everybody's tumbling. What's going on here? What kind of an answer is this? So, good. So the first dibur, you can't say pasta. You don't know at that point. So what does he say? Comes the second dibur. Maybe now she changed her mind. Good, but right now there's a dibur, the second dibur, chetzich bepruta. So now you know that she's misrapsa for everything. So what's the problem? Ma mikva zechasa, what's missing? What's wrong? You have a pasta on the second dibur. What does the Beis Yosef say?
Isn't the second dibur kol hakola?
The second dibur is chetzich bepruta. The second chetzich bepruta.
That includes the first.
What do you mean? Includes the first chetzich. The first chetzich can't give you anything. Can't give you pasta. Why not? Because you don't have the ritzui ha'isha. That's a cheres. Fine. But then he says the second time. So the second dibur should have in it the koach of pasta. When he continues, now she hears the second half. Now she's misratza on everything because now she has ritzui on everything. So that dibur should have the koach to be empowered to mekadesh kula. Because you have the dinner pasta, and you have her ritzui at this moment. So what? She wasn't misratza before. See? And now she's misratza. So the second dibur should have pasta. What's going on? What is this? The second dibur should have the pasta. So how do we understand this, Beis Yosef? Yeah.
The pasta to work, we need to have that on one half. She hasn't. He has mind one half, but she is willing to accept that for everything. But it sounds like, according to this, it's like she accepts the first half, and then the second half, she accepts the second half.
What do you mean she accepts the first half? First half, her ritzui was on half,
yes.
And that could not give us, that has a problem of chetzi'isha. Right. But now it goes on, and I say, chetzi'ich
b'pruta. And the second, and now she has that on her second half.
I understand, but no, but when when she's breathed us, she hears chetzich b'pruta the second time. Mm-hmm. Now she clearly has a willingness to become completely miskadeshes to this man, right?
But it's only on her second half. It's like she really gave her first half.
What do you mean she gave? I hear your words, but what do you mean? Right. When she gave her first half, do I have a ritzur? What time he says chetzich b'pruta? Do you know that she's fine to become totally miskadeshes to this man? Yes or no? When she hears the second time the chetzich b'pruta, do you know that she's willing to be miskadeshes
b'kula? Not with that pruta, though. It's only on that second.
What does that mean? Okay, so now you're getting somewhere. Okay, good. We're moving somewhere. Good. Not with that pruta. What does that mean exactly? What does that mean? Good. So here, I think we can use the Beis Meir now. I'm going to use the Beis Meir to answer for the Beis Yosef. Let's see. Different generations, but it's all good, right? All the same house, right? Okay. The Beis Meir, Reb Kiv Eger, he Beis Yisrael, right? It's all under. Okay. The Beis Meir asked Akasha on Tosis Kasha. He asked the following. Tosis has a question. Chetzich b'pruta, we should say pashta. Fact the Beis Meir, and he has died to Yira. The imishim ibayazu lo havi mukhrachim tosis rabo tirusam. He says, from this case, we'll see, you can get to the other case afterwards, but This case, Tosus didn't need to machadish this great chidush that it's talking about a case. He said nureses rather than mekudeshes. Otherwise, it's pashta and it'll be mekudeshes. Tosus didn't need this. You can simply answer the question in a simpler way. He says that kusha yesh litchos. What can we say? The kevan de amar chesich bepruta. He said chesich bepruta. Yesh lomar dilonis vatzeis kiim. When he says chetzich bepruta, so what is she nisratzis? To give half of her for one pruta. Umasha gil sadaita with kadosh beidaches. Yeah, that which you have now a ritzoy on the other half, because after all, that's what Tosu was saying. You see, she wants to be completely kadoshes because you heard everything. Yeah, haino ba pruta beis. The whole ritzoy that you have of the woman to be totally miskadoshes is if you add pruta and a pruta, because he said chesed pruta, chesed pruta. So the ritzui on her whole self is contingent on getting how much? Two prutas. The nimtza kishenasim pruta achas lo chalukra. So when he gives a one pruta, you can't say you have a kedushin based on what? Based on chatzi isha with pashta, because why can you say pashta? Because you have the ritzui of the isha. There's no das acheres. But no, the ritzui of the isha was what? That she should be both of herself for how much? For two prutas. So to the extent you only gave her one pruta, we're back to square one. We don't have any basis for pashta anymore. V'chein b'pruta beis. Now what are you going to say? Pruta beis, nishin esratzis l'kula, but no, what is she willing there? Mikom agon esratzis kiim chatsia b'pruta achas, v'lo kula b'pruta achas. There's never here a ritzui to give kula for one pruta. The only thing you can build here of her ritzui is what? The only thing you can build out of her ritzui is her whole self for two prutas. And therefore, he doesn't send us his kasha at all. How can you say pashta based on her ritzui? Her ritzui is contingent on two prutas. No, let's think about this question in defense of Tosus. What was Tosus thinking? How could Tosus ask this kasha on the case of chetzich b'pruta? He goes on, he says, in the other case, maybe we can ask the kasha. We'll come back to that. But in the case of chetzich b'pruta, Tosus says we should say pashta. But wait a second, why? Because the only reason you can be bashta is because there's das acheres. But here she's a sratzei spekula. But the ritzei spekula is clearly what? The second half is only for a pruta for itself. So the two halves is only for two prutas. So how could Tosus be asking this kash? So let's begin to think. What could Tosus be asking? So maybe the following. Maybe in a chanami. For Tosus, the issue will be two prutas. Why would that be? Why would that be so? Let's say a person starts like this. Start a person says, Havayat Mekudeshesli. Havayat Mekudeshesli. Says it twice. So I ask you, which is the dibur of the Kedusha? The first Havayat Mekudeshes or the second? Or none of the above? I mean none of the above, meaning none of the two choices. What's the dibur of the Kedusha? Is one dibur in vain, and it's only one dibur that's creating condition, or could you argue that what's the dibur of the condition? Both. If you say the same thing twice, it becomes one long dibur. That's the dibur of the condition. You could say the same thing twice. That's the condition. That's the dibur of the condition. You agree to that? If we agree to that, we'll go further. Let's see if there's any pushback. Is the pshat one dibur is just meaningless, and one dibur is the dibur of kedushin, or both become the dibur of the kedushin? If you accept that, let's take a step further. Hareat mekudeshesli bepruta, and then again hareat mekudeshesli bepruta. What would you say? How much is mekadesha with?
Two.
If you accept what I just said, that the dibur repeated is basically becomes connected. So he, instead of saying two prutos, I mean, he said the pruta and the pruta, like a mon of a holech in that sense. He's mekadesher. At the end of the day, what did he tell her that he's giving her? Two prutas. Now let's take it as follows. In a case over here, Chetzich bepruta, the chesiach betrugia. So Tosis is asking that you should have the din of pasta. Now, some you might say, what does Tosis mean to ask? So in other words, one dibur would have the pasta, and the other dibur simply nothing. Right? But no, if we say that both diburim are valid, right? So then it means to say that basically he's mekadeshar with two prutas. He said chesi v'pruta, chesi v'pruta. But he's based, and what is pashta doing? What is pashta? Pashta becomes each pashta becomes a dibur that's mekadesh the entire woman. That's what pashta would mean. Pashta says the koach pashta is in the dibur. The dibur of chetzi can create a condition on the entire woman. That's what pashta does. Comes to Beis Yosef and says, but wait a second. Over here, the first dibur can have pashta. Why? The first dibur, she's only agreeing to half. She didn't hear anything else. So you can't say pashta on the first dibur. What are we asking on the second dibur? The second dibur is what? The dibur that you want that dibur to be a condition on kula. But her ritsui on that dibur is only knowing that she's going to get two prutas. So you don't have a ritsui on that dibur. The first dibur can't get pashta. So now you want to build your case from the second dibur. The second dibur can't have pashta because her ritsui is only on two prutas. That's what she's thinking. Everything for two prutas. So in effect, that's what the Beis Yosef will be saying. You can't make the second dibur, the dibur that's going to have the pashta in it, because you don't have the reach of the Aisha. And the first dibur, you don't have pashta because there's no reach to it. And the second dibur, you don't have the reach to it on what that dibur is saying. So you're left with nothing. In other words, we're taking the Beis Meir. The Beis Meir is asking a Tosis that seemingly the Ritzu is only on two prutos. So we're saying in a Chanami, he's quoting two prutos. If you would say twice, Mikudeshes, Mikudeshes, Pruta, Pruta, he's quoting two prutos. That's if you would say Mikudeshes bepruta, Mikudeshes bepruta. What is he saying over here? Chetzeh bepruta, Chetzeh bepruta. The Chetzeh bepruta is not a normal dibur. You have to fix the dibur. How do you fix the dibur? With a din of pashta. But now you have to fix both. In order to get that the pashta is going to work, you're going to have the dibur matching the ritzui. The ritzui of the woman is only at the end. The ritzui at the end was for what? For two prutas. But the dibur at the end is saying only a pruta. And the first dibur doesn't have the ritzui ha'isha because he didn't hear yet more. And the second dibur, you're going to say, has the din of pashta to it. Why? Because of the ritzui. That the ritzui is only on two prutas. And that dibur is saying pruta. So then you have no basis to say pashta anymore. Nachum, yeah. No?
No, I'm just at the point, I'm just saying Lamaisa.
Yeah.
Once she gets the second pruta,
yeah,
she's received two prutas. It's just being mashlim.
You can do a new Maisa Kedushin, that's a separate discussion, but we're not talking about that new Maisa Kedushin. You want this dibur to count as the Kedushin. You give the prutas without a mirror, it's not going to work. And that, you know, that this has to be the Kedushin or you don't have anything to work with. You can always do a new Kedushin afterwards. She has to, you know, but in terms of the nusach, what are you mekadesh? Mekadesh chatzi isha here. And pashta is not going to help you. Because again, the ritzui has to match what is a ritzui on two prutas. The first dibur doesn't have the ritzui. The second dibur was pruta. You want to make that dibur into a kedushin and say, that dibur has a kocha pashta. But that doesn't match Haritzui. So that's what the Beis Yosef is saying, in effect. Basically, you can't mix them. You're basically stuck. The pashta of the second is not going to help you. No, so basically bringing in the Beis Meir's variable and plugging it into the Beis Yosef. Yeah.
What's going on with the Nesinos? What's happening with the Nesinos? Like, what part are they happening? Is it happening simultaneously? Are they giving the first one and then only afterwards giving the second?
I don't know.
Doesn't that affect the issue?
I mean, it could be he gave, according to what I'm suggesting, it could be he gave two prutas. You mean, if he gave two prutas, then what? Then
you're right. Yeah, then he gave two prutas. Lamaisa is giving two prutas right now. And then she receives it. Her receiving is her entire das is right now to...
But if the first dibur does not have the koach of pashta on it, and then you want to put everything on the second dibur.
Great.
But the second dibur was chetzich bepruta. You think she got two prutas.
So it has to be that the
Nesinos
are split up.
Okay. So
well,
maybe
why? What? It's a whole problem. She wants two prutas and the Dibur is only one pruta. Is that the whole problem? Why does it split it up? That's the whole issue. That the Dibur only has one pruta. She wants and
the Dibur of the condition is one pruta. But she wants two. But he's not going to say, but she got the first one already. You think let's say she got the first one already. He's saying.
No, I'm saying you have to break it up.
And if you broke it up, then what are you gaining?
For Tosfos or for the Beis Meir?
I'm saying
for the Beis Yosef. You're saying for the Beis Yosef in answering why the other Rishonim didn't give the answer to Tosfos. The Beis Yosef's cheshbon that Tosfos kash doesn't work because.
So Pashto's on the dibur though, so the dibur of a pruta. How can that can't work? She wants two prutas.
What?
How you know she's misratzes?
But she's taking the money, but Pashto's
on
the dibur.
Money, so she's taking both of them at the same time. Then I'm saying.
Well, so Pashto's on the dibur though. You can't take a dibur of a pruta and.
I agree that it's on the dibur, but it can only be on the dibur in light of the reception of the money, because otherwise you don't know she's nisratzes. So I agree it's on the dibur, but it has to be that he's giving it to her.
Okay, so it's no pashta though.
It can be pashta. I'm just saying it has to be that the second giving is not happening. The second fruit isn't being given immediately. Because if it's being given immediately, she's nisratzes immediately.
You're saying the ritzah should turn into at that point. It should be the ritzah. He gave her the fruit. That should be the ritzah right then and there, and then everything, and then the first dibur.
That's the whole point. I don't understand.
But at the first point he didn't know there was anything more, and if he gave her pruta after he said the first dibur, and she does it, you don't have any reach for the other half. So how can you fix it later? That's what the Beis Yosef started by saying. How do you fix it later? So now the second half, he gives a second pruta. So now she got two prutas, sach hakol. Yeah? What I'm trying to say is that the first dibur is a problem. The first dibur didn't have a ritzui, and the second dibur has the din of pashta, but the din of pashta can only speak to what that dibur was. That dibur was only an apruta, and the ritzui doesn't match that. That's what I'm trying to say. Yeah, bro.
Wait, so in order for it to work, you would have to combine the diburs with regards to the prutas, but keep them separate with regards to the halves? Of the woman, I mean, he would have to say, since he said pruta pruta, okay, we could like combine that into two prutas.
Yeah.
But then I have to keep it separate in terms of the two halves, so that way on the second half I can say pashta on everything.
You mean to explain Tosfos?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm explaining the Beis Yosef. You want to come back and see Tosfos?
Like,
I don't know what Tosfos will say. Why didn't Tosfos accept the Beis Yosef's answer? I don't know. You have all kinds of ideas you could think of. Like, I'm now trying to work with the Beis Yosef, otherwise it makes mamish to pell. How does he just say what he says? And what about the second dibur? Like this, like, so say pashta the second dibur. I'm trying to introduce the Beis Meir's problem of Tosfos to, in explaining the Beis Yosef. Yeah.
I'm just to clarify. So we can't say pashta from pruta number two to pruta number one because the das, the first half das was only contingent on the first pruta. So now, just
the first pruta doesn't have pashta because she doesn't know that she has no ritzoi anything beyond that.
Okay.
The second dibur doesn't have pashta because the ritzoi is on two and the dibur is on one. That's what we're saying. So therefore, you can't do the pashta on the second dibur either. Each dibur spoke pruta. So if there was no pashta, if there's no chatzi isha problem, if a person would say, "Hirei I'm a kodesh libe pruta, hirei zeh libe pruta," so I think Shalom Yisrael kedushin two prutas. Fine. That's how it works. Every dibur is part of the... So memela, if you say chatsi pruta, chatsi pruta, what ultimately he's trying to say is give her two prutas. But now if you want to know what the dibur is, he said chatsiach after all. So now you have to solve the problem of chatsi isha. How are you going to solve the problem of chatsi isha? You're going to use pashta. How are you going to use pashta? Das acheres is standing in the way. No, you have ritza. So now you have to look at each dibur and figure out what dibur is going to be work with pashta. The first dibur can't work with pashta because her ritza, you don't know anything more than half. So well, she heard that. The second divor, you can't say pashta now because what is her ritzui on giving herself completely up for two prutas? And what is the divor here? Pruta. So you can't use the second divor either.
So it's the same problem from pruta number one to two and then two to one.
Well, first one is you don't know what she's thinking.
It's the same problem now that from going from the second back end now back to the first end because she needs.
Yeah, Mickey.
With the base you said to answer, it wouldn't be able to be applied if we would say if we want to give as far a pashta of Hashem Chetzei.
Oh, so let's do that right now. I'm going to hold your fire. Okay. So the base mayor says like that. After he asked his kasha and Tosfos, he says, but you know, Tosfos could have had this question on another case. It's okay. Tosfos could have asked this question on the other case, on the other side. Ulam nikoacho ibay achrona. So beis chetzech bepruta divreim yosem muchrachim. So after his taina on Tosfos, that Tosfos didn't have such a kasha here, that we should say pashta because you have the das acheres, there's no das acheres problem because she's misratza fakula. No, because she's misratza fakula with two prutos and she's only getting one. That was his kasha. What about the case of shtei chetzech bepruta? There, Tosfos questioned which stand. In other words, there Tosfos should ask the question and could ask the question that why not say pashta? No. So what is his assumption? That you should be able to say pashta the same way Tosfos is asking say pashta on the case of chetzich beputa, chetzich beputa. Tosfos could have just as well asked, and maybe that's where the kasha would be more applicable, he says. In what case? Stei chetzich beputa. What do you mean it's a shayla? Say pashta. You know she's have a reach on everything, so let it be mekudeshes because of pashta. No, now already, we turn to the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef is trying to explain everybody's shita that doesn't make a distinction between mekudeshes, mureses, and he gives an answer because the ritzui in the beginning wasn't for everything, and later on she changed her mind and we gave a hope shot. Good, that's all good in those cases. What do you do in the case of shnei chetzich bepruta? Where pashtas is the suffix, but the Rambam, even in the case where you say mekudeshes, right? The Rambam has the case even mekudeshes. So now, what do we gain with the Beis Yosef? Explain the Beis Yosef, so, you know, as we said, but what do you do with the case of shnei chetzich? The Beis Yosef svar doesn't seem to go over there. The Beis Yosef svar is, when you said chetzich mekruta, she's not thinking about the other half, and later on she changed her mind, and we gave the explanation, and the second dibur doesn't have if you're thinking about a hope, two prutas. But what about shnei chetzich mekruta? So we're back to the problem. So what do you do for the Rambam in that case? So I was thinking that maybe the Beis Yosef will hold that the kasha, not like the Beis Meir's assumption, that the kasha could have been over there, would have been a better kasha there. Maybe the whole idea of pashta could not be asked in the case of shnei chetzich mekruta. Why not? Maybe the whole kasha of Tosfos bedafka was by chetzich pruta, chetzich pruta. When you specified chetzich and then chetzich. But if you said shtei chetzich mekruta, so on the side of the Gemara, that it's chatzi isha problem, eidish mitzvah b'chatzayin, there's nothing to ask about pashta. Who can hear a chiluk? Why could it be that pashta cannot relate to the case of shnei chetzich? Yeah, tell me a svar.
Pashta is when your lashon or your act is on the half and it's spread. On the second, you're doing the entire person.
On the one hand, shnei chetzich b'pruta can be a problem of chatzi isha because l'maisa you're mekadosh a piecemeal. So in that regard, there's a shot in the Gemara. Maybe it's a chatzi isha problem. But pashta can only be if when you're mekadosh the chatzi isha, you're mekadosh chatzi isha and leaving over chatzi isha. So then the din of pashta says that the dibur that's limited, that you're mekadosh half, can now have the koach to spread and mekadosh everything. But here you didn't leave anything. It's like a little shir b'kinyano. You're saying shtei chashiach. So maybe pashta can only make sense when you bedafka are circumscribing and limiting in your dibur the kedushin or the hegdish to only a half. And then the koach pashta kicks in and says that the dibur, which is a limited dibur, can expand to encompass the whole. Here you are doing the whole, but you're doing the whole in an offset of half, in piecemeal. So to the contrary, you have the drawback of chatzi isha possibly, but you won't have a solution of pashta. So maybe the Beis Yosef didn't have to answer for that case. Not like the Beis Meir assumes Tosfos should have asked it over there, and then it would have been a good kasha. To the contrary, Tosfos could only have asked the kasha where you're mekadesh chatzi, and then you want to, and from the perspective of what you're doing, you have chatzi and not the whole, and you're limiting in your dibur. Then the pashta says, but the limited dibur can do more than the confines of what the dibur said. Here, the dibur, but to the contrary, the Meir is its chesar. The Maila, that maybe it's not a Chatzi Isha problem, means that when, if you consider a Chatzi Isha problem, you won't have the solution of Pashta. The fact that it's Bechad Zimna, which may be the reason why you don't have a Chatzi Isha problem, because it's Bechad Zimna, Shtei Chetzyech, but Mitzat Sheini, if any Shem is Kadesh, it's Chachad Soim, so it is a Chatzi Isha problem, you won't be able to solve it with Pashta. Because Pashta can only be if, by definition, you're doing Chatzi and not more. And then the dibur can be mispasheit. Here you don't have a dibur to mispasheit. You're doing shtei chetzyech. The dibur can be mispasheit, except that you have the problem because you're doing har in two pieces at the same time. So it could be a chatzisha problem without the solution of pashta. Tosfos would never ask the kasha over there. It's a smart to think about. It's not simple. But okay, this is this Indian. We have the next couple of shalos to get into. Right in the gemara. Okay.